Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are here live to address your questions and real-life issues and invite your calls to 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now. 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God offers true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and we invite you to listen and take part to learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Jesus Christ is alive. That is the good news. And if you are a believer in Christ, Jesus Christ lives in you. There can't be anything more exciting than that, than to wake up each and every moment, each and every morning, knowing that Jesus Christ is alive in you and that he is going to live his life through you. That should lead to some contentment. That should lead to this rest. That should lead to just this exhilaration of anticipation, knowing that Jesus is going to do something significant in and through you each and every day. But we're not content with that. And so we look out there in the world and we try to find, you know, things that the world is offering that might make us a little more content, that might be a little more exciting, that might be a little more exhilarating. And a lot of times what the world offers is money. That's what it holds out. And it says, if you will get more of this, not just a little bit, but a lot more of this, you can really be happy. And if you're really happy, then you can be really content. But that's not true. Paul talked about that in his first letter to Timothy, and he really hit this hard. And he talks about teachers who are out there teaching that that godliness is a means for financial gain, as if the only reason to be a Christian is to get rich. And he says these are men of corrupt mind who have been robbed of the truth. They just major on controversy. They just stir up trouble. That's what these folks do. And they teach just openly, blatantly, that godliness is a means for financial gain. But that's not it at all. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Just offering yourselves to the risen Christ, allowing him to live his life through you, that's going to bring godliness. And that should bring contentment. Like I said, can you imagine every day being used by the God of this universe, having this intimate personal relationship with him, that he finds you worthy to be used in advancing his kingdom, advancing his cause in this world today? That is exciting. That is life-changing stuff. That stuff that really gives you meaning and purpose and satisfies the deepest longings of the heart. That's what contentment is all about, having those deep longings of the heart satisfied and met. There's only one place. His name is Jesus. So if you want contentment in life, you have to turn to Jesus and receive him as the bread of life so he can satisfy the hungers of your soul. Receive him as the water of life so he can quench those thirsts. And from that contentment is going to flow wisdom in regards to money. It's going to give you a whole new perspective. It's that important that we find contentment in Christ. Yes. Well, let's talk about it on today's broadcast. 1-800-677-9377 is the number to call. 1-800-677-9377. Let's start in Vancouver, British Columbia today and talk with Dell. Hi, Dell.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Oh, man. So nice to talk to you. I could just cry. You guys are really helping a lot. Sorry.
That's okay.
You guys have just really helped me a lot. You, Bob, and Richard, and Andrew. You know, I come from a background of heavy abuse. As a child, and then I think when I was around a young teenager, some preacher was at a skating rink one day, and somehow he was talking about Jesus, and he asked us if we wanted to accept Jesus, and I remember going through this thing, but I remember about a year later, one of my brothers was killed, and he was my protector. And I remember telling God to just leave me alone. I knew there was a God, but to leave me alone. And you know what? Until maybe 10, 12 years ago, something happened to me. I just about died, and I was murdered, to be honest with you. And you know, I said this little prayer, and it was like an amazing thing that happened to me, and I've been searching ever since. And then I ended up in an SDA church, and I got baptized, and I got all screwed up in that, and then I just left everything. And then when I heard you about 6 months ago, it just caught me. And I've been listening to you guys ever since, and now I'm on fire, and I want to get up to speed, but I can't get there quick enough. I'm making all these mistakes, and I'm doing all these dumb things, and I'm like, I'm so thankful for you guys.
Well, Dale, thank you. Yes. Thank you so much. And I tell you, that love of God, when you really get connected and know that you know that you know that nothing can separate you from the love of Christ, that's overwhelming. I mean, it just really is overwhelming. I was reading a book not too long ago, and just something hit me in that book, and it just made me weep knowing that God loved me that much.
Yeah.
And I hear that in your voice, Dale, and we're just grateful that we can be a part of your life, and you're a part of ours, and that yeah. God is using this outreach in that way. It's a very humbling thing, and you know,
like
sometimes.
Go
ahead.
I never thought that I would phone and just weep. Right, I was just going to talk to you about it anyway. So yeah, I really.
That's
really affects me a lot.
That's just sheer joy, and. It's just awesome that God has been so faithful in your journey to touch you at the point where you needed that sense of his love in such a real and powerful way. And I am so glad that you found what you were looking for in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just thankful. I every day I listen to you guys. Sometimes 2 or 3 hours at night, I'm listening to your programs. I'm listening. You know, I just want to learn as faster than I'm learning. You know what I mean? And it's like,
I do know what you mean.
I keep thinking, you know what? Like, I'm ADD and I'm post-traumatic stress disorder from all this stuff, but I know I'm making a lot of mistakes, but I know that that's got nothing to do with how Jesus feels about me. And I'm so thankful he took somebody like me, right?
Yeah, well, thank
you. And then introduce me to you guys. So I just thank you, and I will forever thank you.
Well, thank you so much, yeah. Dale, for your call. That's a great encouragement. It's why we're on radio. Yeah. And for those who support this broadcast, who invest with us, partner with us, you're hearing, you know, the investment, the return on that investment as far as in Dale's life. So, Dale, thank you so much for this wonderful testimony, this great encouragement. And I'm just right there with you. You just want to learn and learn and learn and learn, and you want more and more and more. But God is just going to walk you through that, and you're just going to have all of these light bulbs just start turning on, just one step after another. And it's like, wow.
Oh, I know they do.
Wow. And it's amazing stuff. So, yeah, Dale,
I speak all the time.
Yeah, you just keep growing, and thanks for connecting with us.
Yes.
And let me put you on hold, and we'll have you gotten a copy of our New Covenant Journey Bible Study Guide?
I don't. No, well, but I'm from Canada.
So. Let me put it into your hands, okay? You hang on, Dale. We'll get one your way, all right?
Thanks a lot.
Hey, you're welcome, Dale. Wow.
Yeah.
I think we could just close the program and go home.
What
an amazing testimony.
Yeah.
A wonderful, wonderful story. And we know it's the grace of God. It's the love of God. It's the mercy of God that grips somebody's heart, that just kind of invades their souls in such a way that they're just overwhelmed by that by that truth. And once you see it, once you know it, once you experience the love of God, there's nothing else that you want in life. I mean, the world throws out stuff, and your flesh, you know, makes you turn your head that way, and it does look appealing, but then the Spirit brings you back, and you say, there's nothing there. There's just nothing there. I mean, absolutely nothing there. But I need, I already have in Jesus. And that's good stuff right there. And so, man, heart just is just leaping for joy for Dale right now. Well, let's go to New York and talk with Gil. Hi, Gil.
Hey, happy Sheep Day, guys.
And to you as well. How are you, my friend?
Pretty good, thank you. I'm glad you're talking about contentment, because one of the verses that I love is in the Bible, in Hebrews 13:5, where it says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And the reason why I bring that up is sometimes in our flesh we get discontented when we have trials and we have, like, for example, physical problems or whatever. But if we know the Lord in our spirit, we know absent from the body, present with the Lord. And the reason why I also bring that up is because I am challenged every day of my life. It's not easy because I suffer from ringing in the ears, and it's getting extremely loud. But the good news is, you know, through you guys and Bob Davis and Bob George years ago, you know, I came to know the Lord. But I also learned how to play the keyboard because the ringing became so excruciating. Besides the blindness, just let everybody know that I'm also blind as well as having hearing problems. I learned how to play the keyboard when the doctor said to me years ago, there's nothing we can do for you. You're going to have to learn to live with it. And I didn't know the Lord, and it made me very, very angry and discontented because I didn't want to go on the rest of my life suffering like that. So I got myself a keyboard later on, and I taught myself how to play Christian hymns. And Psalm 23, verse 6 says, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And Romans 8:18 says that the sufferings of this life are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. But just keep in mind, pray for me, because I battle this every single day. But I just want to let everybody know that God can bring out of tragedy good, like, you know, in Genesis 50:20, what you meant for evil, God meant for the good, for the saving of many lives. If it wasn't for your program, I wouldn't be knowing the Lord or knowing how to read the Bible in Braille as well as I do now.
Oh, Gail, that's amazing stuff right there as well. And, you know, out of life's tragedies, we can find contentment because we find it in the Lord Jesus. And he's always there in the midst of whatever we're going through. He doesn't say, okay, here's this difficult time that you're going to go through in life, and I'm just going to step back. And as soon as you get through it, then I'll reconnect
then
with
call
you.
Me.
Yeah, that's not how Jesus works. He says, there's this difficult time. I am going to go before you. I'm going to be behind you. I'm going to be in you. We're going to walk through this together. And I want you to trust me every step of the way. And as we do, as we learn to abide, that doesn't mean life isn't difficult. That doesn't mean life isn't filled with pain and those sort of things, and doubts, and all of those things that we humans experience. But we can have this underlying sense of contentment, knowing that God will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And that's where true contentment is found, right there. And Gil, my friend, you have discovered that secret, and you are living in it each and every day, and God bless you for it.
And God bless you guys. There's a verse that Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts, the Lord. I'm grateful that I can play spiritual songs to comfort other people as well as myself in the Lord.
Well, absolutely, and certainly every time you join us on the broadcast, you bring a lot of hope and encouragement to our listeners. So thank you for doing so, Gil. God bless you, my friend.
And God bless you, too. Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Brad in O'Fallon, Missouri. Hi, Brad.
Boy, oh boy, what can I say after all I've been listening to?
Just amen is enough, man.
It's just amazing, and my heart goes out to Dell and even Gil. And I will say this, that part of my contentment is being a partner and an investor in Basic Gospel. And
well, and Brad, we're honored and thrilled that you do stand with us and that we stand with you in this ministry outreach. That's so meaningful. We know that this is a team effort, that God is using a group of people that are scattered really literally all over the world. Yeah. And yes, it's quite amazing to me and quite humbling that we can do this together. And as I said, when we find contentment in the Lord, when He satisfies those soulish hungers and thirsts, and when we rest in what we have in Christ, then that gives us the contentment, which then gives us the wisdom and the proper perspective as far as our money is concerned. And then
Absolutely.
We can gain great joy in using it to advance His kingdom. And that can come in lots of different ways. Supporting a ministry like Basic Gospel, reaching out to a neighbor in need, supporting a missionary going overseas or somewhere else. There's lots of ways that we can use our resources to advance the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And in every single one of those ways, if we're content in the Lord, we're going to find great joy in the giving. And I think that's exactly what you're saying there, Brad, and we sure appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
And a couple of other things about contentment, and I've really drawn contentment and peace from a couple of different facts. Number one, being able to see all of the pictures and the types and the shadows from the Old Testament that I used to really live in that have all come forward to the reality in Jesus Christ. Number two, I've come to understand, and I look at God's Word maybe differently than some people do, but I see it as God's view of man, both lost and saved. And, of course, I'm saved, and I thank God for that, but I'm seeing God's view of me as a believer. Everything I read, this is God's Spirit, this is God's view. And when I read years ago and came to understand that the Sabbath rest spoken of in Hebrews 4 and knew that I had entered that rest, when by the work that Jesus had done and by what He's doing, I can cease from my own efforts to trust in Him, and I'm in the exact same place God was when He sat in Genesis 1:31, rested and looked back on all He had done, and He said, "It is good." And God looks at my life that way.
Yeah.
It is good, Brad. You're good to go. Rest in me. Be led of my Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and I just know that finished work has taken everything up off me, and I can rest in what Jesus has done and what God's doing today.
Absolutely. Well, good stuff there, Brad. Thanks for coming on.
And I love you guys, and my heart goes out to Dell, and brother, I'm praying for you, and all the other people that are listening. This is good teaching. And good solid foundation, because I've heard some junk in my life, but ever since I've been hooked up with Basic Gospel, I have really I've just grown and grown in leaps and bounds of growing in grace. And I thank God for that. Love you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, Brad. Thanks. Nice to hear from you. Before we go to our next line, I wanted to make mention of our offer this month. It's yes. Grace and Money, a wonderful CD series that looks at four aspects of grace and money. That's worship, contentment, stewardship, and giving. And if we can find a heart that worships the Lord, we're going to experience contentment. That's going to give us the proper perspective on money. We're going to see ourselves as stewards instead of owners, and then we can find real joy in the giving. And that's what this series is all about. It comes with a little booklet as well called Giving the New Covenant Way. It's a powerful little package, and it can really help you see God's perspective, grace's perspective on money, and I guarantee you it will change you. So take advantage of this. It's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month, and we certainly need to hear from our listeners this month. January and February were, as far as budget, we were well under budget with contributions, and we need to pick up some ground, and we're hoping we can see that happen for us in the month of March. So if you can give a gift today, I encourage you to do so. This gospel message needs to keep going out on the air. Dell is a perfect example, a perfect reason as to why. So help us keep getting this message out so others can be connected to the love of Jesus Christ. All the information on how to give to Basic Gospel is online at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or you can call our toll-free order line at 1-800-727-2828. 1-800-727-2828. Well, let's go to Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and talk to our friend Boyce. Hi, Boyce.
How you doing, big man?
We're doing great. Love that voice of yours.
Hey, I wanted to let you guys know that for some of the people out there that don't know who I am, I used to be an outlaw biker, and I turned my life over to God. And I was telling you back when last couple times I talked to you that I was trying to get a street ministry going. And I finally got that street ministry going.
Oh, that's wonderful, Boyce. And I'm sure God is going to use that in significant ways.
And actually, we're going to be on Facebook here by the end of this week. And the name of the ministry is going to be Eagle Ministries.
Excellent. Well, Boyce, what I would can I encourage you to do this when you get all that up and running as far as Facebook is concerned? Post that to our Facebook page, our Basic Gospel Facebook page. That will introduce all of our Facebook people to what you're doing, and I think that would be a wonderful thing.
Yeah, good Lord gave me the name of the ministry. It came from Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on the wings of eagles and run, not grow weary. And they will walk and not be faint.
Pretty powerful statement, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There's a lot of people out there that think that because of the life they lived and because of who they think they are, that the good Lord isn't there for them.
Well, you know,
and believe me, I am living testimony.
Absolutely.
That the Lord, it don't matter what you've done or where you've been, the Lord is there for you.
Yes, indeed. Well, that's why I love the passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It's really a powerful passage, and it says this, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And that's what you're carrying out through your new street ministry, Boyce. And that ministry reconciliation is this, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. No matter what you've done in life, God isn't counting that against you. And if you come to Christ, you're going to be reconciled to him and can experience brand new life, rescued from that old, so that you can experience the new. Well, Boyce, it's always good to hear from you. Look forward to finding out more about what you're doing. And as always, thank you for connecting with us on the broadcast today. You hang on. Well, this is Basic Gospel with Richard Pfeiffer. My name is Bob Christopher. Thanks for joining us as well. Again, our offer this month is a wonderful CD series called Grace and Money. It's yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. I know money is not a topic we like to talk about, so that's why we've produced this, so you can listen to it in the quietness of your home and can figure out what the Word of God actually says about money and how you can make some plans to move forward to allow the grace of God to direct your paths as far as your use of money is concerned. So take advantage of that. It's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month. All the information is online at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Just click the icon that says Grace and Money and follow all the instructions right there. Well, this is Basic Gospel. We'll see you again tomorrow at this same time.